Bristol-Myers, makers of Sal Hepatica for the smile of health and Fruchet, the beforehand lotion, present It's Time to Smile with Joan Davis, Nora Martin, Bert Gordon, our Russian friend, Leonard Sousa's orchestra, the sportsman, yours truly, Harry Von Zell, and starring Eddie Cantor.
A hot time in the town of Berlin when the Yanks go marching in. I want to be their boy and spread some joy when they take old Berlin. There'll be a hot time in the town of Berlin when the Brooklyn boys begin to take the joint apart, tear it down when they take old Berlin. They're going to start a row, show them how to paint the town back in Kokomo. They're going to take a hike through Mr. Hitler's Reich and change the Heil to what you know, Joe. There'll be a hot time in the town of Berlin when the Yanks go marching in. You could never keep them happy down on the farm after they take Berlin.
And when you hear them bells go ding-a-ling-a-ling, and then you all join round and swing till you must sing.
There'll be a hot time in the town of Berlin when the Yanks go marching in. Why, you could never keep them happy down on the farm after they take Berlin. I'm so glad I came back for my vacation.
Isn't it wonderful?
This is the start of a season. Harry, you know, I've only been back in Hollywood a week, and already I'm bubbling over with exciting news.
Well, what?
You know Orson Welles, the guy who writes his pictures, produces them, directs them, acts in them, does everything himself?
Yeah.
Well, Rita and Orson are expecting a baby, and he checked into the hospital. Buddy, he's saving a room for Rita.
I hope so.
Had to put that in on account of certain people upstairs, don't you?
Well, never mind that. You know, Eddie, a lot of things have been happening here since you left.
Oh, sure.
Have you read about all the fights in the Hollywood nightclubs lately?
Have I? The whole country has read about. Nowadays in Hollywood, when you call up a nightclub for a reservation, they don't ask your name. The guy says, how much do you weigh? In fact, they've had so many fights in one club, they're thinking of changing the name to the Soccadero.
No, you're kidding about this.
In fact, only last night I saw two guys in the club fighting over Dorothy L'Amour, and it looked so silly.
Why did it look silly?
There's Dorothy L'Amour standing by, and they've got their arms around each other. But, Harry, in spite of all the fighting, the most popular sport on the coast right now is football. Mm. You like football, Harry?
Oh, I'll say I do, Eddie. Football gets right under my skin.
Harry, you look like you got a basketball under there. Harry, you should have gone to the opening game last Saturday.
Why?
You'd have lost some weight standing around under that hot sun. Great football weather, wasn't it, Lester?
Oh, yes, I know. I read it was the hottest day we've had in 25 years.
Huh, you know, Harry, how you see most football fans carrying blankets over their arms?
Yeah.
Last Saturday, the fans were carrying their pants over their arms. What a day. Every 5 minutes, USC grabbed the ball and got into a huddle. Found out later that we're letting the air out of the football to cool them off. Honestly, Harry, I sat out there. Come in.
Does all your work so you can sit around and shirk. Let Dazzy does work while you sit and hum. And if you do, you're a lazy bum. Or would you rather be a pig?
Harry Von Zell, what is this, a new thing, the sponsors?
Well, Eddie,
Tell me, explain it.
Don't get excited about it now. Yeah. I meant to tell you that the sponsor has sold some of your time on the air tonight to different products. Just
sold my time?
Yeah.
What right did he have to do that?
Well, he said the way you looked last season, he wasn't sure you'd be back.
I guess he's sorry I made it. And you too, Harry. Why did you let him do it? You were here all the time. I was out working. I suppose you're sorry I'm back, too, Harry.
Now, wait. How can you
beginning
say a thing?
Beginning of a season.
Well, now, stop that. After the way I missed you all summer.
Oh.
Gosh almighty. During those weeks when I didn't see you, I realized you were more than just an employer. You were my friend. Well, I could hardly wait to see you again.
Look, Harry, if you were so anxious to see me again, why didn't you come down to the train to meet me?
I did go down to the train. But Paulette Goddard got off the train, too, and I figured you, I could always see.
Sure, laugh. Well, next time you come to me for a job, I'll send you to Paulette Goddard. Next time you come to me to borrow money, I'll send you to Paulette Goddard. And the next time you want to spend the weekend at my house,
yeah,
it's okay, I'll go to Paulette Goddard. You, I can always see. Come in.
Pink and Son, happy little laundry man. Oh, is we is or is we ain't your laundry? Is we is the one to wash your shirts? Do we does or does we don't your undies? Or would you rather be a pig?
That is the most awful thing I've ever... I'm going to tell the sponsor. He can't do that.
Fine music to have on your opening program.
Oh, well, let's forget it, Harry. Let's
go on.
How
can you forget that?
I've made certain that tonight our listeners will get plenty of good music. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to have you meet a new find, a young man who tonight makes his radio debut as my maestro. He's a great musician, a great personality, and acclaimed to be one of the nation's finest trumpet players. Here he is, young Leonard Seuss.
Gee, thanks, Mr. Kanner. Say, could you let me have a little money in advance?
It starts already. It starts. Why do you need money, my boy? Why?
Well, to get a place to live and to get around. Why, it cost me $20 just to go out every night.
$20? A trumpet player spends 20... Why, Harry James doesn't spend that kind of money.
Yeah, but well, when Harry James wants a date, Betty Grable is right there. I gotta go looking.
Look, kid, forget money and I promise I'll get you a room.
A room? When you brought me out here, you promised me a home and a swimming pool.
A home and a swimming pool? For what? What do? You play a trumpet, don't you? How do you play a trumpet? You take some air into your lungs. Then you blow it out into a horn, and what comes out of the horn? The same air you had in your lungs. So just for breathing, I should give you a home and a swimming pool? How do you like that guy, Harry?
Well, now, Eddie, after all, breathing is mighty important.
Well, yes, it does keep you alive.
How would you know?
Harry, how can you say that?
I don't know. I just open my mouth and the words come out.
Yeah, you opened the Monday night of the preview and what came out?
Well, listen, with the contract I've got, I don't care whether I breathe or not.
Oh, no, wait a minute, Leonard. After all, there are times when everybody feels that way. For instance, some folks wake up in the morning feeling miserable, and I'm glad.
Well, you're glad?
Yeah, I'm glad. I'm glad I can help them.
Oh, well.
For usually, friends, when you wake up feeling sick and headachy, it's due to the need of a laxative. And I can help you by telling you to reach for a glass of sparkling Sal Hepatica. For Sal Hepatica brings quick, gentle relief, usually within an hour. You see, Sal Hepatica is speedy, and you don't have to wait till bedtime to take it and risk feeling miserable all day. Then, too, speedy Sal Hepatica has this additional advantage.
This famous saline helps sweeten an upset stomach by helping to reduce excess gastric acidity.
So tonight, or tomorrow, get a bottle of Sal Hepatica from your druggist. Remembering this caution, use only as directed. Keep Sal Hepatica handy in your home and in your place of business. Then, whenever you need a laxative, morning, noon, or night, see how much faster you feel better when you take gentle, speedy Sal Hepatica.
And here he is, the new trumpet sensation, Leonard Seuss, accompanying the girl who is unquestionably one of radio's favorite songbirds, lovely Nora Martin, the song... Is you is or is you ain't my baby?
Oh, is you is or is you ain't my baby? The way you're acting lately makes me doubt. Now a man is just a creature that has always been strange. And when you're sure of one, you find he's gone and made a change. Oh, it's you is or it's you ain't my baby.
Lieutenant Seuss, the young man with the horn. And now, ladies and gentlemen,
out for dinner, you'll feel grand at Schnuckelmeyer's hot dog stand. Oh, a hot dog, he says.
I got him while I'm hot.
A frankfurter, he says.
How much do we have got?
A Halloweenie, he says. Is that the language of love? Pickle schmickle, two for a nickel. Get a little snack at Schnuckelmeyer's hot dog stand. Or would you rather be a pig?
Oh, well, I tell that sponsor. And now, ladies and gentlemen,
Madam Fifi, Madam Fifi, Madam Fifi's Girdle Shop.
Madam Fifi's Girdle Shop presents the dramatic story of Mr. Skeffington, starring Joan Davis.
Hey, Joan Davis, what are you doing here on my program?
What are you doing in Madame Fifi's girdle shop?
Joan.
Oh, you see, Madame Fifi has hired me as the new dramatic actress. What? Yes, tonight I am not here as a comedian. I will do drama. Tonight I appear before you as a tragee, a Stradivari, a tragee. I ain't a comic.
It works. Joan, you're crazy. Listen, Joan, you're going to do drama? But, Joan Davis, I know you. You are not a dramatic actress.
I'm not. Why, one moment, sir. Just whom are you speaking to? just listen to this little bit of dramatic mimicry. The calla lilies are in bloom again. Raleigh, they are. Raleigh, Raleigh, Raleigh. Does your cigarette taste different lately?
Just a moment. I mean, I'll play Mr. Skeffington.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, Eddie. You're just a little too old.
No, I'm not so old. Just give me a chance to hold you in my arms. I want to play a torrid love scene, full of flaming romance, where I can smother you with burning kisses.
Chandler, you haven't got enough fire to give me a hot foot.
Let me tell you something, Joan. I've always been the romantic type. Why, when I was courting Ida, I got down on my knees and proposed to her.
But in those days, you could get up.
Don't encourage her.
Now look at you, Eddie. That complexion.
What's wrong with it?
Well, your corpuscles seem to be saying, give me some skin.
Get away. I can see there's only one way to prove I'm a great lover. Harry?
Yes?
Harry Von Zell, yeah. Set the scene.
Where'd you put it?
Yep, go.
Madame Fifi's Girdle Shop presents Joan Davis in that great love story, Mr. Skeffington, featuring Eddie Cantor, the great lover. As the scene opens, we find Mr. Job Skeffington in the library of his huge estate, awaiting New York's most beautiful, sought-after woman, Mrs. Skeffington.
Good morning, Job. You sent for me?
Yes.
I want to speak to you about your behavior, Fanny. Fanny? Listen, Fanny. I've had occasion to find four different men in your arms. And this has been going on ever since we were married.
Well, we were only married last night.
That's just the point. Yesterday, the day we were married, at least 100 men came to call on you. Where did they all come from?
Well, if you must know, I worked out a lend-lease deal with the draft board.
But all those men coming to my house, Fanny, there's something I must know.
What?
Can I have the hat check concession?
Stop being jealous, Joe.
Fanny, as I kneel here, tell me, Fanny. Tell me you'll forget these other men. Be serious, Fanny.
Why, Homer Hyde, my most precious darling.
Oh, Fanny. I am here to ask you to be mine. Take my love. Take my fortune. Take my name.
May I take your hat?
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Be careful how you handle that hat. I just got it last night.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Fanny. It's good to be alone and hold you tight again.
Be careful how you handle her. I just got her last night.
Fanny, who is that man? I'm jealous.
Oh, don't be jealous of him. He's only my husband. He's the richest man in the world.
Oh, but Fanny, why did you marry him? Why didn't you wait for me?
Well, I couldn't help myself. It was spring. We were alone. The moon was shining. And he asked me the $64 million question. And besides, I love that boy.
Oh, but Fanny, how could you toy with me so? Why did you keep me on a string?
Well, it was cheaper than buying a yo-yo.
Well, Fanny, I'm asking you to take my name in marriage. Just think, you'll be Mrs. Fanny Hyde.
Well, I already have one husband, but I'll call the OPA and see how many I'm allowed, shall I? Operator, get me the OPA, please.
This is the OPA.
Hello. What is your ceiling on husbands this year? I mean, is a wife limited to one groom per room? Or can Mr. Hyde share the bride on the side?
What's that again?
Look, this is Mrs. Skeffington. I'd like to have another husband.
Oh, goody. I'll be right over.
Oh, you see, Homer, now another man wants to marry me. I wonder if I could be arrested for hoarding essential material.
Well, this is the end.
Here is your hat, sir.
Thank you.
Fanny!
What's the matter, Joe?
That Homer Hyde. Look at the poor fellow lying out there, lying on the doorstep. What shall I do?
Leave a note in his teeth for the milkman.
Fanny, how could you be so cruel, so cold-blooded, so indifferent? Fanny, you're callous.
Joe, you're corny. Come in.
Fanny!
Who are you?
I'm the guy from the OPA. You must marry me. I'll give you my love, my heart, my soul, my life.
When you get to your hat, give it to him, will you?
Here.
Thank you.
Now, for the last time, Fanny, will you marry me?
No.
Okay.
Look at him. Look at him lying there staring up at the roof.
Yeah. How do you like those OPA guys? Even when they're bumped off, they're watching the ceiling.
Fanny, at last we are alone. All I can think of is you and our marriage yesterday. As I walked down the middle aisle, I had one question in my mind. Does she really love me?
Yes, and as I walked down the middle aisle, I kept asking myself one question, too. Is this trip necessary?
Oh, Fanny, you're so beautiful. You're so gorgeous. You're so ravishing.
You're so right.
Get away. You're more beautiful than any movie star.
Oh, yes, I know. After all, what has Betty Grable got that if I had a little bit of, I'd be so surprised I wouldn't know what to do with her?
Truthfully, Fanny, I can't help loving you. Your gorgeous face and that beautiful figure. Tell me, Fanny, how come you have such a beautiful figure?
Because I am Mademoiselle.
Mademoiselle?
Yes. Oh, Mademoiselle from Madame Fifi's girdle shop. Mademoiselle from Madame Fifi's girdle shop. Where you stick out, we'll push you in and get you a date with Errol Flynn. Madam, get your girdle now. Or would you rather be a pig?
Thank you.
Yes, Nora.
Mr. Cantor, why do you look so worried?
Didn't you notice when Joan Davis went off what happened?
Oh, no.
I was doing that love scene with Miss Davis. My wife walked out of the theater.
Uh-oh.
I guess I sort of put my foot in it. I shouldn't
in
do
hot
that.
Water, huh?
Yeah, Harry. Harry, hey, you got to help me, kid. Now I'm in hot water up to my neck.
Well, Letty, I don't know. I mean, up to your neck. Now, if you just had your hands in hot water, I'd know what to say. I'd say always use Truchet beforehand, before putting your hands in hot, soapy water. Now, that's very important, ladies, for using Truchet is a wonderful new way to help guard your soft, white hands before you wash undies, before you do dishes, before you do any of those soap and water jobs. You see, Truchet, the new beforehand lotion, helps to protect your hands from roughness and dryness, helps keep them looking their loveliest. And Truchet, remember, has this added plus. It's grand as a powder base or for a sweet-scented all-over body rub. See if you don't agree that creamy, fragrant Truchet is the ideal beauty lotion, especially these days when lovely hands must do so many soap and water jobs. Ladies, to help keep your hands smooth and lovely, why not begin today to use Truchet?
Harry,
yes,
I'm glad that at last everybody's off. I have the program all to myself.
Nice.
Pardon us, Mr. Cantor.
What? What? What's this?
Quiet! Our presidential candidate!
Presidential candidate? Who is it? Roosevelt?
No!
Is it Dewey?
No!
Well, who can it be?
How do you do it? Denver?
Yes!
Who do you think I saw walking outside just now? Wendell Wilkie!
Wendell Wilkie walking?
He ain't running!
Russian!
Yes? Well, what is it you want to know?
I want to know, how is your campaign?
Charming, charming. This week I've been kissing all the babies so they will vote for me.
But Russian, ha ha, babies aren't old enough to vote.
Kemper, you should see the babies I've been kissing.
Russian, a fast worker.
I am a man who does not believe in letting grass grow under his feet.
Why not?
Tickles.
Tell me, Russian, do you have any platforms, ideals you've devoted your life to?
Mine, dear Mr. Skevington.
Yep.
Yes. Yes, of course. Yes.
What? What is your favorite platform?
The wrong way, the Burbank Burlesque.
Hooray!
Quiet. When I am president, there will be prosperity.
Prosperity?
Yes, I will have a beautiful house. I will have all the money I need, and I will have a big limousine.
Sure, Russian, you'll have, but what about we, the people?
Great program. You should listen to it.
He wants to have it, that pig.
And another thing. Out of my own pocket, I'm giving everyone $100 when they reach the age of 200. Yes, sir.
Russian, no one is going to live to the age of 200 years.
I'm so disappointed.
Russian, please.
Yes?
This is silly. Now, haven't you got anything constructive for the people?
Of course. If I am elected president, there will be no housing program or problem in the United States.
What makes you so sure you can solve the housing problem?
If I am president, you think anybody will live here?
Silly. I simply cannot picture you in the White House.
That's right.
I'll be there. And the first thing I'll do is have the White House painted green.
Green.
Then I'll have it painted blue.
Blue.
Then purple. Then...
Why so much paint?
My brother is a painter.
Forget your brother. How will you help the people?
My first official act in office will be to declare January the 1st a holiday.
Russian, January the 1st is a holiday. It's New Year's. New Year's. Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
It's only September. Already is drunk.
Get out of here. Will you go out and take these two guys with you that you brought in?
Sir, you are offending my campaign managers. Proceed, gentlemen.
Vote for him. Vote for him. Real candidate. Election day is not very far. Will you vote before FDR? Or is it Dewey who is your star?
Or would you rather have a pig? That's me.
Now, lovely Nora Martin and I sing one of the popular songs of the day, How Many Hearts Have You Broken?
How many hearts have you broken?
with those great big beautiful eyes. Those great big beautiful eyes that tell such beautiful lies. How many times have you kissed somebody like you kissed me just then? I don't believe you mean it, but baby, kiss me again. How many hearts have you stranded on the dreamy road to romance? Baby, I'll take a chance. I need some loving. I just can't resist you, even though I'm wise to how many hearts you have broken with those great big beautiful eyes.
You made me love you.
I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it.
I want some love, that's true.
Yes, I do, deed I do, you know I do.
Gimme, 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 gimme what I cry for. You know you got the brand of kisses that I die for. How many hearts have you stranded on the dreamy road to romance? Baby, I'll take a chance. I need some loving. I just can't resist you, even though I'm wise. How many hearts you have broken
with those great, big, great, big, beautiful eyes. Thank you. Thank you, Nora. Thank you, Leonard. Well, that just about winds up the evening, except for a parting word of thanks to Joan Davis. And before you rush off to your seal test billet store, Joan, let me commend you for the magnificent job you've done in getting Christmas packages overseas to our men on the fighting fronts. Good night, and God bless you, Joan. And that brings us to a thought for some fighting men at home, ladies and gentlemen. They are the wounded and sick who are waging a war all their own in the service hospitals from coast to coast. I've seen them, friends, and I'd like to have you help me remember them, too, at Christmas time. Through the nationwide cooperation of the American Legion, the post in your community will help you deliver a gift from you to a boy in the nearest hospital, or if you make your gift purchase in a department store, the store will deliver it to the American Legion post for you. Come on, America, let's not forget the man in the service hospital. Let's assure him of a happier future with a Christmas present. And do listen in again next week when we have as our guest those two glamorous little stars from the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer production, Two Girls and a Sailor, June Allison and Gloria DeHaven. And I don't know whether Von Zell, the Russian, or myself will be the Van Johnson of the program next week. And friends, I want you to remember Alan. There's a lot of remembering tonight. I want you to remember Alan Young, who was on at this same time during the summer. Alan has a show of his own now, and folks, well, all people are saying that, well, he has a brilliant future. I think so. I think you agree with me. Has a brand new style of refreshing humor. So don't miss Alan Young Tuesday next week over another network. In the meantime, don't forget the two products that make our Wednesdays together possible. Sal Hepatica for the smile of health and Truche, the beforehand lotion. Sal Hepatica, Truche. And so remember, I love to spend.
Mothers, don't ever neglect your child's cold symptoms, for that may mean days of unnecessary discomfort. Get after your child's cold distress with Minute Rub, quick-acting chest rub. Rubbing Minute Rub on back and chest promptly helps relieve cold discomfort. Minute Rub's menthol vapors help relieve that congested feeling in nose and throat. Minute Rub is greaseless, stainless. Minute Rub disappears like vanishing cream. Be ready to help relieve your child's cold distress with that modern chest rub, Minute Rub.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
KFI Los Angeles. Transcribed.